Hello, beautiful goddesses. I am excited to be here back recording a new episode for you. Today, I really want to talk about manifestation. It is the new moon this week on Thursday, and it's also the very first sex magic manifestation ritual live call and practice in Quantum Sugar Baby. So all of the intentional manifestation vibes this week. So I felt like it was the perfect time to talk about manifestation, more specifically sex magic, right? There's a lot of manifestation techniques and programs out there, but the way that I teach it, obviously being who I am and what I do, it's sprinkled with a little bit of sexy fairy dust. So before we go any deeper into that, I really want to celebrate. I feel like the last few new moons, I mean, this year, actually, every new moon, every full moon, I've been very connected to the cycle of the moon and been doing really powerful ritualistic processes on each new moon and full moon. And I feel like everything that I've been calling in over the last couple of months has slowly begun coming to fruition. And it's so exciting. I feel like after the crazy, chaotic year that I've had, this last week, I felt the most me that I have in a long time. Working here and there, being a lady of leisure, like my days are super spacious, have the most incredible friends in my life, making money with ease, like fully trusting that money is always going to be there to support me. But now, like newly being in this space of being single and dating, that's been really beautiful as well. I went on two really amazing dates last week. So dreamy, like out for a nice lunch, sexy kisses, our second date. I feel like this is the most me second date ever. We went to the nude beach and went skinny dipping, like making out. And it was so sexy. It was like a dream, like the sun going down, that golden hour light. It was just everything. So I'm celebrating that. But in that, I also want to say that I did speak about this on Instagram, and I think I might just repeat it because it is quite important, especially diving into this topic of manifestation and doing the inner work, right? Like doing, when you are doing the inner work and aligning yourself to what it is that you want to call in, I feel like a lot of people teach this in a way where it's like you do the inner work and then only amazing people and opportunities will present themselves to you. I actually believe that doing the inner work just allows you to gain more clarity on what it is that you do want, what it is that you don't want, allows you to raise the bar in terms of the standards that you set for what you do allow into your life. And it makes you love yourself, right? Doing inner work around love, worthiness, it allows you to more capably and easily and effortlessly set boundaries. So it's not about only attracting the ideal partners, but it's about not entertaining any partners that aren't ideal. So it's being able to own your no, making space for things and people and opportunities that are full body yeses. It's fun being single. This energy is like completely different to intentional celibacy. So I'm in like a really fun place right now, like yummy, bubbly springtime energy and yeah, feeling all the sexy vibes. So let's talk about sex magic. I want to first of all explain to you guys what sex magic is, and then let's talk about manifestation as well. So sex magic, well, first of all, let's go back to my work and what I do is I guide women to reclaim their sexuality and to focus on sexual empowerment as a stepping stone towards personal empowerment. So I believe that our sexuality as women is like the part of us that is where we store all of our power. It's such a like core innate aspect of who we are as a woman, but because there's been so much conditioning and we've endured a lot of trauma around our sexuality, it's also what's been the most like manipulated and pulled out of alignment. So with us having learned over time in our upbringing that our sexuality is dirty, that it's shameful, that it's disgusting, what happens with a lot of women and what happened to myself is you begin to disassociate from or disconnect from your sexuality as a means of still being loved and accepted by the people around you. Now, what happens is when you disconnect and disassociate from a piece of yourself that is such a core and innate and powerful piece of yourself and being a woman, it leads to you feeling incomplete, right? There's no way that you can feel whole while disowning aspects of yourself. There's no way that you can feel enough without feeling whole. So that's why there's so many women who are dating and never feel good enough, who settle, who lower their standards and don't have any boundaries. It's why there's so many women who are so like overqualified, but they still don't trust themselves to like fully go out there and make it in their career and set up businesses, etc. So what I really believe is that in doing the work to reclaim your sexuality, not only is it just about like pleasure and sex and orgasms, it's like, no, you reclaim who you are as a woman, which allows you to reclaim a sense of worth. When you're whole, you feel worthy. It allows you to feel more confident and more self-assured. And this, of course, coming back to manifestation, when an empowerment really is just to know what it is that you want and to be able to go out and make it happen. The thing is, a lot of women don't even know what they want because they're so disconnected from themselves, right? You need to know who you are first and foremost before you can understand what it is that you desire. Many women are looking outside of themselves, looking to society, and asking like, what is it that I should be wanting? Who should I be becoming? And chasing all these external goals outside of themselves. So they never really reach a true sense of fulfillment and contentment because the desires that they're chasing and achieving aren't in alignment with their soul. So the first piece of this in understanding who you are is like you need to connect to yourself. The most powerful way to connect to yourself is through pleasure, through self-pleasure, through sex, right? Connecting to yourself, connecting to the inner divine, connecting to the divine. Then the second part is being able to make it happen, right? So once you connect to yourself, you gain a better understanding of what you desire. And then on top of that, being able to make it happen, being able to go out of your way and actually take action steps towards that desire takes feeling worthy, right? And you, as I already said, you feel more worthy when you feel whole, when you feel complete. And this comes from reclaiming all aspects of yourself, especially your sexuality. Now going into sex magic and what sex magic is. So sex magic is a ritualistic process of using your pleasure, using your turn on, your creative life force energy, your orgasmic power to call in all of your dreams and desires. So when you are activated in your sexual energy, naturally you have this more glowy, radiant, bubbly, magnetic energy, right? And you see this in women. They're like lit up. It's in the way they talk, in the way they move, in the way that they walk. And it makes you more magnetic, not only to people, but to opportunities as well. It also allows you to take more action, as I've already mentioned, because you're able to, you feel worthy. And when you feel worthy, you're more likely to take action towards what you desire. But when you are self-pleasuring, whether it is like full penetration or whether it's just like a breast massage, touching your body or dancing, it brings you to the state of being completely present because you're out of your head, you're out of ego, you're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future. You are fully present in your body, fully present in pleasure. And it brings you to a state similar to that of what you're trying to create in meditation when you're focusing on your breath or when you are repeating a mantra, right? Disconnected from your mind and fully in your body in that deeply present feeling state. But why using pleasure as a tool in manifestation is so powerful is it actually completely folds time and allows you to feel like you have already received those desires, right? So anything that you desire in life, essentially, it's a desire of yours, not because you really want that physical thing or that experience, but it's because of the emotional fulfillment that you believe having that thing is going to bring you. So what happens is we live our lives like chasing. Let's talk about relationships. I feel like that's all I want to talk about now that I'm newly single. That's like, yeah, let's stick with that. That's fun and exciting. If you're wanting to call in a partner, a lot of women will say, well, I want to call in like my dream partner and then I'll feel loved. It'll be exciting, or like then I'll feel safe, right? And so we wait to call in this person before giving ourselves permission to feel all those things, to feel those emotions. Here's the thing. You can actually fast track the manifestation process by acting as if. Acting as if by embodying those emotions right here, right now. Because really there's nothing, no thing or no person outside of yourself that has the power over you to make you feel a certain way. It's you giving yourself permission to feel that certain way. And you can give yourself that permission to feel a certain way right now. So coming back to wanting to call in a lover, it's like you can ask yourself right now, what is it that you can do in your own life to make you feel loved, to bring a sense of excitement, right? To feel safe. Start doing things to yourself or for yourself now that make you feel that way. Start embodying those emotions. And instead of manifesting that person to feel these emotions, you feel these emotions and that actually elevates you up to the level of where you're going to meet this person, right? And it's so beautiful looking at life this way and manifestation this way, because if you're using pleasure as a tool for manifestation, it's no longer like a reward. Like, oh, once I get that thing, or once I meet this person, once I achieve XYZ, then I'll feel happy. It's like, no, happiness and joy and pleasure is the tool that you use to get to where you're going. It's also not a reward, right? I do say this quite a lot. Pleasure is not a reward. It is your birthright. It's not a reward once you've done enough or you've achieved enough. It is a tool to remind you that you have already done enough, that you will always be enough exactly as you are. But in choosing to feel good now, you allow yourself to live in this way where it's no longer about the destination. It's about the journey, right? And the whole journey becomes one that is full of joy and pleasure and bliss. So there is a full series of steps to go through in a sex magic practice, which I've already shared with the woman in Quantum Sugar Baby, which, by the way, there is still time to join us. We don't do the full sex magic practice till Thursday. So if you do want to join us, you need to join before then. But for this new moon, what I want to inspire you to do is to get a pen and paper and get really, really intentional. I've noticed over the last couple of months, things that I've been writing down have been coming to fruition. I'm like, this shit is powerful, guys. I need to remind myself this too, to be more intentional, to be more specific about what you're calling in. So get a pen and paper, write this shit down, all the things that you're wanting to call in business, life, money, sex, dating, romance, friendships, where you want to be living, how you want to be feeling, how you want to be showing up, what you want to be creating in your life. And then I want you to pick the biggest thing that stands out for you. And you can make this as sexy as you like. There's never any rules, sex magic. But put on your favorite music. Put on some sexy music and dance around, moving your body, touching your skin, playing with your hair, allowing yourself to fully indulge in the pleasure of each touch and every single moment, allowing yourself to just be, knowing that there's nothing that you need to be doing, nowhere else that you need to be, fully surrender into that moment and allow yourself to raise your vibration into a really high state of pleasure. And remembering that pleasure just means to feel good, right? So sexually, it might be highly erotic, highly ecstatic. It might be more surrendered, more playful. And in every day, it might be more joyful. It might be highly ecstatic, or it might just be deeply surrendered and grounded. Pleasure looks different for everybody. It can look different for you each and every day. So asking yourself, like, what does feeling good, what does pleasure look like for you in this moment? And really allowing yourself to sink into that. And once you get to a high peak of pleasure and feeling relaxed, feeling surrendered, continue dancing while thinking about that thing that you're wanting to call in. And then moving and dancing your way into more of a celebratory energy. Like, it's here, it's already happened, it's already mine, it's already yours, it's on its way, right? Because the celebratory energy, this abundant energy, this energy of gratitude is like you saying, fuck yes, like, thank you, universe, more please. The more you can tap into gratitude, the more you allow your heart space, your pussy, your body, your energy field to open, and therefore the more easily you can receive. So I want you to do this. Thursday is the new moon. If you want to be guided by me in a full ritualistic sex magic practice, then you can come and join us. Otherwise, create your own one, right? But I honestly feel like my life has changed so much since really connecting with the moon and being really intentional with what I'm calling in on the full moon, the new moon, sorry, and using the power of the new moon to align to everything that I want for that month ahead. It just creates such a beautiful space for you to really sit with yourself, to reflect on what's been, and to align with what you want to come next. I feel like there's just so many women out there who are allowing life to happen to them. Like, life's just happening around you. And you are never going to create your dream life. You're never going to fully have that life of ecstatic pleasure when you're living this way. Like, you are more powerful than you know. If you're more intentional with what you're calling in, you have the power within you to create endless possibilities, right? So I feel really passionate about inspiring women to kind of step up and take control and begin consciously creating their realities. I've also been in my DM speaking to quite a few of you this week, and there seems to be like a really common theme. A lot of women telling me that they're sick of putting their pleasure last. A lot of women who are just like deeply craving change. And the thing is, change doesn't just happen, right? Change happens when change happens. And you're the only person that really has the power to create deep change in your own life. If you're not going to do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you. If you want to fall in love with your life, if you want to upgrade the way that you are living, loving, fucking, making money, it's all up to you, babe. It's not just going to land in your lap. So doing that mini practice that I just shared, just dancing to music, aligning with everything that you desire, it's so much more powerful than you'd ever know, right? The more you can tap into the sensation and the feeling of having everything that you want, the more you stay in alignment with it and the more easily you're going to call it in. So doing that little practice, and what I suggest afterwards and after sending gratitude for having your needs met and for the universe always showing up for you and for you always showing up for yourself, is to ask yourself, what is one thing that you can do to move closer? What is one action step you can take to move closer in the direction of your desire, right? It's always got to be this balance. It's got to be the balance of doing the inner work and aligning with your feeling, your sensation and emotion, but that always has to be backed by action, right? The masculine and the feminine, the feeling, the being and the doing. It's always got to be the law of action and the law of attraction. So don't forget that step in it too, just asking yourself, what is one thing that you can do to move closer in the direction of your desire, and doing that after you do the practice, because then you're already in alignment and it just ensures that you are moving in the right direction. As I said, I'm really excited about this new moon. I feel like it's really powerful energy, really potent energy, and the more intentional you can be around what you're wanting to call and what you're wanting to create, then the more likely that it's going to be here, that it's going to come. And it's kind of like this upward spiral, because once you start committing to doing this work of feeling good, I feel like that's the first little hurdle that you have to get over, because as women, we are so conditioned to put our pleasure last, to use it as a reward, to focus on our partners, our kids, our friends, everyone before ourselves. But if you really push through and do this work to commit to your pleasure, it starts this upward spiral, because once you are feeling good internally, naturally, you take action towards what serves you and what feels good, and you attract good, you do good, and it makes you feel even better. And when you feel even better and more high vibe, you attract even more amazing, juicy, sexy things. And you can see where I'm going here, upward spiral, upward spiral. Also, the more that you're feeling good and tapping into pleasure, the more it supports you in healing and letting go of what no longer serves you. Every sex magic practice that you do, or every time you self-pleasure, you are tapping into this state of being that supports you in letting go, because it allows you to go into some of the pain, some of the heaviness, discomfort, and the pleasure from your practice allows you to self-soothe afterwards. So in this, it's not just about like focusing on good vibes only, but it's about focusing on pleasure and using pleasure as a tool for healing, right? So you're feeling all of the pleasure and releasing all of the pain, and really just being open to feeling and experiencing it all. This is where you can experience a life that is like so colorful, right? What I notice is there's so many women who are trying to create their dream life and live a life that's all love and light by just focusing on the love and light and trying to cut off any uncomfortable emotions. And it doesn't work like that, because you either feel everything or you block off everything. And so what happens is, instead of just cutting off the pain and feeling pleasure, you actually cut off from both ends of the spectrum, right? And then you just kind of live your life living in the middle, in this place where you're feeling numb, where you're feeling shut down, where you're feeling disconnected, maybe depressed. And I know that this place is so uncomfortable. The only thing that's more painful actually than pain and uncomfortable emotions is feeling nothing. It's feeling numb, because you no longer feel like you're fully living, right? There's something so beautiful about being completely open to experiencing it all, even in the pain, the sadness, the deep grief. It's like, yes, this is what it means to be alive. So I feel like I just went on a little tangent there, but I guess what I wanted to say is, if you are struggling to tap into pleasure in a self-pleasure / sex magic ritual and manifestation process, never feel like it's a bad thing, because either you're tapped into pleasure, which is obviously fun, or you're feeling into more uncomfortable emotions that are essentially only coming up so that you can release them to move into pleasure. So either you're experiencing pleasure, or you're experiencing an emotion which underneath, if you go through that, is going to bring you pleasure. So whatever comes up for you in moving and dancing to music and touching your body and aligning with feeling good, if anything outside of that pops up and any heavy or uncomfortable emotions, don't judge it, just sit with it, allow it to come to the surface, allow yourself to feel it, release it, and then coming back to pleasure. It's a pendulum. It is a beautiful dance between these worlds, and the more you learn to sit in both of these worlds and maneuver both of these worlds, the more you can live your life with just so much grace, so much ease, and it's just a really, really beautiful way to be. So I am sending you all of the yummy manifestation, new moon, yummy pleasure, abundance vibes. It's abundant. This week feels so abundant. Yes. All of the things are coming. All of the manifestations are landing. So that is my little nudge, nudge, wink, wink for you to get more clear on your intentions for this week. If you can't join Quantum Sugar Baby and you really want to dive into a full sex magic practice, There is obviously Align Me, the wand that comes with a sex magic ritual manifestation. There's also free shipping right now on orders over $100. So that's there for you. If you desire it, it's all yours, baby. Otherwise, that is it from me. I love you guys, and I hope to see you on Quantum Sugar Baby. Seriously, going to be the most powerful, potent fucking container ever for anyone who's ready to fully shift things up, to take control, to take charge, and to create some epic fucking change. That is where you want to be. You can send me an email, hello@astinmarie.com. Link to claim a spot is in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. And sending you all my love. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Mwah.